This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, is calling for more action from the U.S. and Europe today. In a speech at the Peterson Institute of International Economics in Washington, Lagarde praised central banks both here and in Europe for the steps they have taken so far to help the global economic recovery. But she warns that is not enough. For more on her sense of where we are in this recovery and what exactly should be done, she joins us now. Christine Lagarde, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Kai.
You spoke today in your speech about the need, the urgent need, in your words, to fix the global economy. Why is this the moment for that speech? Do you sense some danger, perhaps?
Moment for the speech because the IMF is having its annual meeting in Tokyo in 2 weeks' time. And generally, we try to convey strong messages at the time when the membership gets together. Urgent because we have, at the moment, what we call a momentum. In other words, good things have been done, particularly by the central banks, notably in Europe, but also in the United States and in Japan. They've created, you know, a little bit of calm and responded to the anxiety of the markets. So now is the time for the policy makers to actually also do what they have to do.
Well, what do you make of the fact that it's been the central bank so far doing things and policymakers, by which, of course, we mean politicians, doing, in essence, not a whole lot?
Oh, it's a little bit unfair. Some politicians have done quite a bit. They just need to do more. If I look at the Europeans, for instance, they have done quite a bit. You know, they've built their line of defense. They have strengthened their collective budgetary policies. They have decided that they were going to do European Banking Union to supervise their bank in a much more consistent basis. So those are good things, but they just have to go further into the integration. Now, on the U.S. Front, it's a little bit different because clearly there is work to be done to avoid the fiscal cliff. There is work to be done to avoid the debt ceiling. And clearly that is not happening because of the political calendar and the political agenda that is clearly keeping everybody busy doing something else.
Yeah, well, let me ask you about the United States. I want to run down the list of things you spoke about. But in the United States, we are having this fiscal cliff at the end of the year. It's budget cuts and the expiry of the Bush tax cuts. As you know, the American Congress never does anything painful until its back is well up against the wall. Can the global economy deal with another 3-4 months of American dithering, for want of a better word?
Well, if it had to, it would suffer. And I think it's a matter that would affect not only the U.S. economy, but also the global economy, given the size of the U.S. You know, everybody has heard about the fiscal cliff. It's, as you said, it's tax cuts that expire, it's spending that stops, it's sequestration of budgets and so on and so forth. The you know, bottom line, it means less growth, less jobs, and the economy of the United States is the largest economy in the world. It has links to the rest of the planet, so it would be bad for the U.S., but it would be bad for the global economy as well.
Do you have confidence that the Americans will figure this out?
I always have trust and confidence in the United States of America. You know, for many, many years, it's been the case. And I very, very much hope that they will live up to the expectations of the people, because the people either in the U.S. or elsewhere are expecting their decision makers, their policy makers, to act responsibly and in a coordinated fashion, which is what is most needed at the moment.
Back to the Europeans for a moment. You said I was being a little bit unfair to the policymakers and politicians, but by my count, there have been 21 or 22 summit meetings in Europe over the past 3 or so years to try to get a handle on things. Mm-hmm. How much more time does the global economy have while the Europeans try to figure things out?
First of all, I think it's a good thing that they meet on a regular basis, because if they want to be coordinated, consolidated, and a better union, they have to be together, they have to talk, they have to make decisions together, they have to argue their respective positions until they come to an agreement. So I would not, you know, assume that matters will be resolved and there will be no meetings anymore. I think there is likely to be more and more meetings, and they have to work more and more cohesively and, you know, consistently and in a coordinated way. And it's going to be an unending process. You know, they've made progress on the European Stability Mechanism. They decided that in March. It was implemented in the you know, in the summer, but it will not be operating until the 8th of October. So that's just to give you an example that things happen over time. It's not just, you know, a magic stick that would just create the union institutions that the Europeans need.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But you using the phrase, it's an unending process, does not inspire certainty in the global economy. And you spoke today about how damaging uncertainty can be.
Well, I'll give you an example. The European Central Bank has made a very important decision to actually buy sovereign bonds on the secondary market under certain conditions. That was expected. And it has been announced. And it's really clearly a turning point, in my view, in the current crisis. But the Europeans still have to turn the corner together, and they have to make more decisions. It's a union of nations, a union of sovereigns, a union of economies that are aggregating, that are, you know, sort of joining forces in the face of probably the worst possible crisis that we've had since the Great Depression.
Yeah. Would you care to give an educated guess, since this is sort of what you do for a living, as to how much longer this might endure, both the uncertainty here and the uncertainty in Europe and problems in Asia? I mean, it's all of a piece.
It's all of a piece in the sense that everybody has to participate in the process, because we are global, because we're together, because we are interconnected. Now, I hope there will be more clarity once the presidential election and the Congress elections are over, because there will be a much clearer indication of what the American population and representatives want and will put in place in terms of economic policies. In Europe, it's more complicated because you have, in the Eurozone only, 17 governments, 17 Congress, 17 Supreme Courts. So you always have political calendars, you always have elections coming up, and it's a question of really trying to align the objectives and making sure that they concentrate on restoring the situation. I think it has improved, frankly, in the last few weeks, but they have to keep up.
I wonder, with all respect, if you are putting too much faith in the stake of politicians both here and on the other side of the Atlantic. I mean, honestly.
At the end of the day, you know, politicians represent their constituencies, but they have this broader and higher mandate of representing the country. If the economy of a country goes down, it is not helpful to the country at large. And they all want, you know, jobs to be created in their constituencies. They want the economy to pick up. They want growth to accelerate rather than decelerate. So there should be vested interests in each and every one of them. I think they need to see the sort of the global side of things affecting them.
When you have these conversations with your counterparts at other international organizations and international policymakers, secretaries of Treasury and all of that, are they receptive to your remarks, or do they say, oh, Christine, come on, you know that's too hard?
I think there is probably part of them that, you know, thinks and maybe not says, oh, Christine, come on, it's just too hard, this is not my agenda. But there is also part of them that understands the logic of what we're saying and the implications, the consequences of their decisions abroad and of decisions of foreign policymakers for them. You know, it cuts both ways. It's a two-way street. And when it doesn't go well in Europe, it has an impact on the United States. When it doesn't go well in the United States, it has an impact in the rest of the world. So we are all linked in this.
For those who are listening to this, who are still trying to figure out what exactly happened in the financial crisis and the Great Recession that we've all been through, who do you blame? Do you blame the banks? Do you blame the consumers? Do you blame governments for what happened?
Well, first of all, I don't think the blame game is particularly helpful at the moment. But at the end of the day, when we will, you know, comment history, certainly there will be a blame shared amongst many, many players. The banks, the regulators, the supervisors, the auditors, the lawyers, you just name it. I think the ones that are least to blame are the taxpayers, because very often they've been called upon to resolve the situation. So a lot of blame,
yeah.
very, very broadly shared, and certainly lessons to learn from that crisis in order not to repeat it. There's still a lot of work to be done, by the way, to fix that.
Oh, along those lines, when does this end? How much more work? How many more years?
You know, look, I think there will always be work to do. Because there is always a temptation to be excessive, to be abusive. And that's precisely the role of regulators and supervisors to actually try to stop that, prevent it, put in place the legal and regulatory system that is sensible, that is sufficient to protect people from their own mistakes, which is often caused by either greed or fear. Those are the two big drivers in that area.
Christine Lagarde is the managing director at the International Monetary Fund. Madame Lagarde, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.